Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful to be with you on this third day of August 2019. Wow. Here we are. It just goes so fast. You know, when I was younger, everybody said, oh, it's going to go fast. You know what I mean? But I really didn't realize what they meant by fast. And now I really understand more than ever before. It just goes really fast after 50. Oh, golly. Anyway, it's an honor to be with you. We're going to talk about regret and remorse. And this is something I cannot emphasize enough. I'm going to be talking a lot about it in the fall. In my September workshop and in my November retreat. And we're going to be working on a great deal of work with the idea of forgiveness and mercy, because it's mercy that we need so deeply, so desperately. Anyway, that is something that we'll talk about in intimacy in workshop and in Mount Madonna. But before we do all that, as you know, we need your support. Without your tax-deductible gifts, we could not be here on the radio. We could not be offering to you all that we do with our television and my work at hospice. I recently got a very kind of a sad letter from some gentleman in San Diego who was saying you need a professional fundraiser guy to come in and help you. We don't have the money for that. And this is not, I like to use the term, this is not a professional fundraising organization. The sad part about Aspire is it's left to those who understand the nature of spiritual work, who are interested in the rise of consciousness, not only in themselves, but in the world, and they see the value of it. And when a person doesn't see the value of what is being offered here, there is nothing I could say or do other than manipulate and lie, which I can't do. And I don't even know if I could think of a lie that would make it all sound so worthy for some of you who listen to the radio program and want it to, go on, but don't want to give, or watch the TV programs and don't want to share in some form of gratitude. Everybody wants a formula for giving. When should I give? When shouldn't I give? How much should I give? What is fair? You know, all of this has to be decided inside your own heart. It isn't decided by other people. It isn't decided by me telling you what the formula is for you. It's gratitude. And if you feel the depth of gratitude for what I'm offering and you see where I'm going with it and what I'm trying to do to serve humankind, I think you will find it very, very important to help me sustain Aspire. I help people you know nothing about, people at hospice, people at the hospital, people on radio, people on TV that watch us all the time. I am always shocked when I go to the grocery store or I'm doing something innocuous out in public and all of a sudden somebody will walk up to me and start telling me about the program and everything. It's very, very moving sometimes what I hear. In fact, really all the time. So your gifts are not like throwing money in a black hole. Your donations sustain and keep and serve humankind in a very beautiful way, more ways than I could tell you. And if you are gaining some sort of insight or help from what I offer here, I hope you will avail yourself of being a sponsor. To do so, you go to the website here at aspire.org. And there at the top, you will see support. If you click on it, a menu will come down, a drop menu, and it will say, why support Aspire? And you can click on that, and it will answer all of your questions. And, you know, for your donation, for your monthly or quarterly donation, you get some wonderful gifts. The message of the month being one of the main ones. Each and every month, I do a very special message for you on a particular spiritual subject or a theme that I'm working on that month. And then all of the podcast, video cast, and commentaries. And these are for people who are basically serious about inner work. They're not dibbling-dabbling. And, of course, you get 122 discourses from my TV programs that I've done over the years. And all of these are for you. They're free for you. And they're there to help you. Regret, remorse. What is the difference? Let's take a look at the first question from Jocelyn. She does not tell me where she lives. Nobody ever tells me anymore. I regret my choices in this world. What do I have to do to pay the price for my bad decisions, Jocelyn? Jocelyn, you must be Catholic or have some sort of conventional religious background. Like you have to answer to a God that gets really pissed off at you when you're doing something that you think God would not like or something like that. It's so immature. This attitude that people have about God and who and what God is and the whole thing—it's just very painful to me to hear these thoughts. But we like to live our life in the confines of the darkness of our own stupidity, and we all of us really enjoy muttering around in that darkness. Jocelyn, are you going to be angry at me if I tell you the truth? It isn't a matter of what you have to do. It's a matter of what you can do. And if you're doing the what do I have to do rather than, oh, I see what I could do, then if you get that, then something of the other shore of love can reach you. We were at Mount Madonna a few weeks ago, and one of my more intelligent students, one that I love very much, he walked up to me and he said, I was talking about we have to, take a look at some of the crap we've done in our life. And he looked at me and he said, Greg, the crap I've done. And everybody's done it. I've done it. Everybody's done some silly, stupid, unkind, crazy things, thinking that we were right or thinking that it was proper or whatever. Jocelyn, the most important thing you can do right now is understand the difference between regret and remorse. You say you regret. The word regret would mean that you know what you did wasn't in the best interest of your karma, of your life, but you also know you're potentially able to do it again and again and again. Living out of human emotion, living out of instinct, living out of human impulse. Now, if you have only regret, that means you would have to change your behaviors. It means you would have to take a look at the things you've said and done in your life, and you would have to alter your behavior about it all. Now, if that's what you think is the way, well, learn, so be it. But regret isn't what I'm looking for. It's remorse. And I'm going to tell you how to heal your entire life right now. If you have remorse, if you see the futility of what you've done, the damage you've done to yourself as well as others, and you are done with that, you look at it and you're done with it. You no longer seek to do this kind of stuff. You see the futility of it, the ignorance of it, then you've already paid the price, as it were. Breaking the human heart for the sake of remorse is one of the most noble things a human being can do. To feel the heart actually break because you see what you have done that was cruel, that was unkind, and even seeing the darkness that lives within us all and how we've, so to speak, caved into it. Seeing all of that for what that is a deep form of remorse. Remorse changes everything. Remorse means I see what I've done and I am no longer capable of doing anything like that ever again. That is a huge movement towards love. I mean, huge. I can't even begin to tell you how important that would be. How few people recognize this in this world. If you're thinking that God is your God, is going to make you jump through the hoops of whatever and make you suffer, that's your plan, your idea, your delusion, your illusion. It shows no compassion or mercy. And if you need to punish yourself for what you think you've done and how evil you think you've been, well, that's what you need to do. But that is not the way, and that is not the truth, and that is not the light. The mere fact of regret simply means, well, I guess I didn't get away with that. I guess I couldn't do that. I guess that didn't turn out so well, blah, 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 blah. Most people don't have the intelligence to understand what they've done in their lifetime. They don't have it. I used to think that people knew what they were doing and just ignored it. But come to find out from years and years and years of experience, most people do not know what the hell they're doing to themselves through their self-righteous, self-preservation, cruel acts. They really don't know. They're not that bright. And once I realized they aren't that bright, this compassion came over me. Oh, that's what he meant when he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, now I know. Because I too have been one of those people. So Jocelyn, it's part of human nature to be stupid. It's also a part of human nature to ignore spiritual truths and insights. It's also a part of human nature to fall into the DNA and do all the terrible things we've done on this planet with war and poverty and illness. I mean, we've done some horrendous crap in this world. Horrendous. And we want to polish it all up and make it look like we're just these wonderful people. Let's make America great again. That kind of attitude. Really? How do you do that? Why would you do that? What is that all about? There's an insanity in this world that I cannot comprehend. It's just insane. So there you are. You don't have to pay any price. If your life isn't a price enough, if the crap you've done isn't bad enough and your human heart can't live under the weight of this kind of painful stupidity, then good. You know, you've caved in and that's enough. And you can change the way you live from within yourself. But if you still need to be shown and your face needs to be rubbed in the doggy doo-doo of your own creation, then you got a long road ahead of you. A long, long road. A long and winding road. And there's nothing I or anyone else could say to you to help you. You're just going to do what you're going to do because that's what you think is right. As if any of us knew what was right. Right has to give way to mercy. Jocelyn, I don't know if I was able to reach you because you're not sitting here talking to me, but I certainly hope I was able to help. Please forgive me. Namaste. It is sad the way we go about living our lives. It really is sad. And people don't want to see what they've done to themselves. Okay, the next question comes from Larry. He does not tell me where he lives either. I wish I had stayed with you when I was younger. Now it's too late. What do I do to redeem my lifetime? Larry. Larry, I don't remember you. Forgive me. So, you know, there's a lot of people that I've met over the years who have come and gone out of my life, my teaching career, all that good stuff, who have said the very same things to me. You know, they said, I wish, you know, I had stayed, but it's too late. I know what you mean by too late. You're too far over the hill, way too far over the hill. Too much accumulation and inquiring of mischief and misunderstanding and emotionality and opinion and beliefs. Too much. And when you have too much of all of that, it makes it very, very difficult to live in your world with any sense of remorse and really be able to listen to me. I am not a teacher you just pan off. You listen for a while and go, I don't like that. I'm not one of those kind. I'm not here to pleasure you or please you. I'm here, first of all, to inform you. Then, if you can be informed, then I'm here to help you awaken. Awaken to what? To love. It's not too late, Larry. You could, if you really, really wanted the way, you could start back and start doing the simple things that I offer beginning students and see how far you're willing to go. I had one student say to me after Mount Madonna, Greg, don't give up on me. And I said to him, you know, it's not me you have to worry about. It's you. Are you going to give up on you? And not a word was said. A part of regret and remorse. If you regret what you've done, you'll give up on yourself because you won't see any real reason to work upon yourself. If you have remorse and you see the pain, not only in other people's eyes that you have done to them, and many people that you've hurt that you think was justified, and the many, many people you've hurt and didn't know you hurt, you would have a deep remorse for the way you live your life and how you treat people. After everything I do, I always say, please forgive me. I do that not because I hurt you, because I know my intent. I say it because there is no way to do justice to these teachings. There is no way I can do justice to the teachings of the Buddha or to Jesus, or from Lao Tzu. There's no way I can do this. No one can, and certainly not me. I do my best to try to serve you, to help you, to come to a place of remorse for your life, where you will see what you have done and see that you need to change, and to make that change very possible in your life, important. And if I am able to achieve that, then I'm very, very pleased and grateful. If I'm not, then I'll try again and again and again and again. And I never give up, and I'm very persistent. So, Larry, you have to be very persistent. you have to try over and over again and again and again. And there is a part of you that asks this question out of humility, out of remorse. You want to be able to start again. You're sad that you threw your chance with me away when you were younger, but you're here now. I'm here. I'm still in my body. You're still in your body. The only thing keeping you from being with me is your pride, your intellect, and your ego. That's it. If you are really serious about this, be with me. Let me help you before we both go into oblivion. Into the next life and drop this body. There's still time. Come be with me. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question. What is the best way to overcome a life that has been lived in selfishness? Hansen. He does not tell me where he lives. If you've been selfish, be remorseful. Find ways to live your life, not in the accumulation of regret, but in the remorse that says, I will be generous. I will do the opposite of what I've ever done before. I will be kind. I will listen. I will forgive. I will give. If you're going to go into remorse and you want to kind of reset your life and you realize you've been selfish, the best way to overcome it is to no longer be selfish. To begin to live your life from the compassion of a love that is greater than the regret you may have about how you have lived your life in a merciless way. We all have people we need to apologize to. Sometimes we can't do that because they've left this world. And sometimes they won't listen and they wouldn't believe it anyway. And the humiliation of saying I'm sorry to people that we've hurt is more than the pride can endure. But that's the point of it all, isn't it? To break that pride. To break whatever it is that keeps us in the pain and sorrow of our own existence. Well, it is. So now it is time to live our life in compassion. So what to do? Find ways in your remorse to be generous and kind. To help people, to do everything you can to help them. Apply love to everything you do in the form of compassion and forgiveness. Be unconditional from your heart of hearts. Only your heart, your authentic heart, can be unconditional. The human heart cannot be unconditional. So don't go thinking, well, I'll just adopt the philosophy of being unconditional. That won't work. Life is a very interesting thing. It's about sincerity. And the more sincere you are about life, the more life will show how to be sincere. But the more that you are insincere about whatever it is you do that would harmonize you with the sincerity of life itself, the more we suffer. That's our mischief. It's very important to understand these little principles. So if you're really sincere, Henson, and this is really what it's all about, and you want a life beyond the beyond the pain and mischief of your own selfishness, and you can see it, which is a tremendous responsibility to be able to see our selfishness, then you're going to have to do something about it by being compassionate, forgiving, and loving. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. Well, we're done here. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. I hope you'll listen. Have a wonderful weekend. and I hope you'll become a sponsor. Thank you for everything you do, and I want to thank my sponsors for everything they have done. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.